In this week's parsha is Michal Kosach. And today happens all through Lag Bomer. This is a very, very special day. And many of the tzaddikim in this room are on their way after this schmooze and after lunch to a very, very special trip to Meron. Maybe we'll get some thoughts a little bit also about that opportunity today as well. I want to share with you a gorgeous idea from the Netziv. In his first piece on Parshas Bichul Kosai, it's a very, very beautiful idea, and it speaks to the basics. Let me give you a little introduction. This past Shabbos, I was zochet to be in Chutz Laaretz at a wonderful Shabbaton NCSY staff training, and on Matzah Shabbos, I gave a talk to some very, very special people. We spoke about Talmud Torah, the importance of Talmud Torah, how Torah is our lifeline. And the truth of the matter is, after I finished the shiur, one of the young ladies that was at the shiur came over and said, "Thank you so much for the shiur. You know, I really appreciate that you know, sometimes you hear all these like lofty things, but the shiur she felt helped her understand some fundamentals, some basics of the value of Talmud Torah." So I want to actually speak along those lines today also. Sometimes we get all carried away with very, very fancy ideas, but just basics. Let's talk a little about basics. The opening phrase of the parasha is "In b'chukosai telechu," which means if you walk, if you go in my chukos. Rashi famously understands that to mean one of the most famous Rashi's in the entire Torah: "In b'chukosai telechu shatiyu amelim b'Torah," that you should toil in Torah. Exactly how he gets that is very interesting. Where do you see the words "In b'chukosai telechu" that you have to be amel b'Torah? If you want to look in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, you'll see he probably has around, I don't know how many dozens of pshatim, dozens of pshatim to explain how you see in those words "im b'chukosai telechu shetini amel b'Torah." But I don't want to talk about the Orach Chaim's pshat. I want to share with you a very fascinating pshat of the Netziv in his Perush al Torah HaMikdar. Says the Netziv like this: the Medrash comments that the word b'chukosai actually refers to a different chok. What chok is that? Pasuk says, "In lo brisi yomam v'layla," were it not for the fact that Hashem has made his bris of day and night, chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Which means, listen carefully, it means, were it not for the bris of Torah, chukos, the laws of shemayim v'aretz, the laws of nature, lo samti, Hashem would not have put them to place, are not going to be in place. Meaning what? Meaning, "im b'chukosai telechu" means, I'm going to go straight to the punchline of the Netziv. It means, please keep my Torah. You know why? Please keep the Torah. Please learn Torah. Please keep the mitzvot. You know why? Because if you do so, Hashem says, listen carefully, please, you're holding up the entire world. Understand that when you learn Torah, what you're doing is not just learning Torah, which is true, but you're holding up the entire world. How do I know that? "Im b'chukosai telechu," meaning, if you learn my Torah, then the chukos, then the laws of shemayim v'aretz will be held up. Says the Netziv, an amazing thought. He says, you know what? You could ask a question. Maybe Hashem just doesn't really care if we do Torah mitzvos. Does it do anything to Hashem if we keep Torah mitzvos? Does it change Hashem? Does Hashem need our Torah mitzvos? Absolutely not. He doesn't. So maybe he doesn't care. You do it, fine. You don't do it, fine. Or maybe Hashem really does want us to do the mitzvos. How do you know that Hashem really wants us to do it? He gave them to us. So he gives a very nice mashal. He says the following mashal. Anybody here have a parent who's a doctor? Any doctors who's... No. Oh, very good. Doctors. What kind of doctor? Gewaldic. It's a kind of a doctor. It's almost a doctor. I'm just kidding. It's a doctor. It's 100% a doctor. They're great doctors. My wife told me recently I should go see one. Maybe I'll go see your father. Okay, anywho. So doctors like this. Let's say you go to the dermatologist. You go to Dr. Lipkin. And you say, "Hey, doc, how you doing?" Doc says, "You know, I see something on your arm. You know, I'm not sure what it is. You should probably take this cream. Stay out of the sun." Now, does he really care if you do it or not? Does he get paid differently if you listen to him?
No.
No. Now, if he's a nice person, he cares. But like, does it really matter to him if you listen to what he says? Mm-mm, doesn't really matter. Zokin and Tziv. Let's say Rami comes to Papa. Rami comes to Daddy.
Oh.
And says, Daddy, I got this thing on my arm. And Daddy says, no, you should put it on the screen. Stay out of the sun. Take care of yourself. Now, does it matter if the patient listens to the doctor? Yeah, of course it does. You know why? Because it's not a random patient. It's his son. And his son is the continuation of himself. And his son is his entire world. And a father wants nothing more than his son to maintain and to continue his world. You understand? Dr. Nitzir, that's what it means. Im. Im means, please listen, Im means please. Please keep the Torah. You know why? Because by doing so, you're holding up the world. And Hashem wants the world to be held up. And so what does it matter if I learn or I don't learn right now? I'm going on a bus 3.5 hours to Meron. So what should I do on the bus? Fortnite is a possibility. And I can watch a show that I haven't seen. Or I can learn for part of the time. You know what? What's the difference if I learn or I watch or I play Fortnite? What's the difference? Here's the difference. You play Fortnite. You learn Torah, you're holding up the world. What's the difference if you're holding up the world or not? You're holding up the world. What does that mean? You're holding up the entire world. The world was created for you to learn Torah Hashem. You're the son of the doctor who's saying, please, please, I want you to get better. I want to heal you. I want things to be good for you. So just please keep my Torah because it's good for you. I want to, the schar mentioned this parasha is the most gorgeous schar imaginable. The best schar. The schar describes how Hashem says, I'll walk with you together in Gan Eden. Rashi says, on the pasuk, v'shalachti b'sogachem. Rashi says, one of the most gorgeous Rashi you'll ever read in your life. One of the most beautiful words your eyes will ever see. Atayel imachem b'gan Eden ke'echad mikem. Rashi says, Hashem says, I'll walk with you in Gan Eden like one of you. Can it get better than that? Can it get better than that? Can it get better than walking together with Hashem? Hashem kav yachol. What's the word chilling with us? It's not appropriate. Hashem hanging out with us. And Hashem, can it get better than that? It can't get better than that. Where does it come from? It comes from learning Torah, toiling in Torah. Which Hashem says, please do. Why? Because He wants it for us. He doesn't need it for Himself. He wants it for us. The same way Dr. Lipke wants his son. Hopefully, you should have nothing to show your father. But if he wants his son, his son is different than a regular patient. His son is his son. It's his continuation. It's his longevity. It's his life. It's his future. And the doctor wants his son, more than a regular patient, to have that unbelievable experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that for us. Moreover, Rabosai, listen carefully, please. Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz, who's the Baruch Ber? On the right hand side, far right, on top of the board, Rav Baruch Ber once heard someone talking about Torah. And he said, the person was saying, Torah is so important. It's like the air that we breathe. I always learned the Gemara in Bava Kama. Livsa Ruach, like the air. It's like the air that comes out of your mouth. So Baruch Ber corrected the rule and said, Nay! No. It's not like the air that we breathe. It's life itself. It's not the air that you breathe. It's your life. It's the heartbeat of your heart. It's what makes your heart beat. It's everything. It's not. We're gonna say tonight in Ma'ariv. So you'll probably have Ma'ariv Meron tonight, Rosh Hashanah. Big schos. You'll say Ki Hem Chayenu V'Orach Yaminu. Torah is our life and our long days. Uvayim Nega Yomah. It's our life. What does it mean? It's our life. It means it's our life. It means it's everything. It's our life in this world. It's our life in the world to come. It's our everything. It's mamish our life. I both say, today when you go to Meron, Rosh Hashem, in a few hours, you'll be there. Lucky guys. You're going to see a lot of different kinds of Jews. A lot of Jews that are coming. Many of them are going to be from. Many of them will be Sephardim. Many of them Ashkenazi. Many of them will not be religious at all. You will see many people that are not even, that don't look like they're from Jews. And they come. And why do they come? Why do they come to? Why do they come? Because it's a good hangout. Because it's good weather. They're not coming for the weather. They're not coming for the chill. You know they're coming? They're coming because they understand in their heart of hearts that Torah is for everybody. That there's depth of Torah that applies to everybody. That there's a light inside of, there's a spark inside every single person, every single Jew, no matter where they're up to, no matter where they're at, that understands, that yearns, that desires closeness to Hashem. Rashbi brought down into this world things that help every single person connect in a very, very special way. It's an opportunity, really, I'll say, of a lifetime to go. And that's why, even though it's hot, and some of you are like, maybe I shouldn't go, it's too hot, I'm not sure. Yeah, you should go on the bus, you should learn. I'm not saying you should learn the whole 3 hours, you probably sleep a little bit, also probably tired. Take a safer with you. It's too hard to carry a safer. On your phones, everyone has Torah. You can listen to a Shia, listen to Wadi Torah, listen to Torah anytime, listen to whatever you want. There's a lot of good Torah you can hear on the web. Learn Torah. And Davin, I will say. I'll stop with this. Davin, when you go to Meron, Davin. Understand that it's a time and a place that is really, really, really miyuchad, really, really misugal for tefillah. People have gone to Meron and have had not like crazy, like 1,000 years ago. People go all the time and ask for things that I heard a story last night. I know this story. This is a true story someone told over. A guy went to Meron last year. He had kidney failure. He's waiting a lot to get a kidney. And you can't get kidneys so easily. You have to wait sometimes years for kidneys. He davened the entire night in Meron crying to Hashem, please make my kidneys work. Went back to the doctor after being in Meron. Went back to the doctor. The doctor said, you don't need a kidney transplant anymore. Your kidneys are fine. They're okay. It doesn't happen usually. It's not normal. Kidneys that fail don't usually unfail. Kidneys that, again, no one should know from those kind of problems. But what's the point? The point is, it's an opportunity for tefillah. You should understand, Rabosai, closest to Hashem is what we're here for. V'ani kiv asal kim li tov. This is a chance, another opportunity to get close to Hashem. You're not davening to Rashbi. You're not davening to him. You never davened to a person as great as he was. He was only a human being. We daven in the schus of Rashbi, who brought out so much of so many people and was mispalel and is mispalel on behalf of so many people. And in his schus, we should have Yeshuos. People want to have clarity in their lives. Daven for clarity. You want siat dishmaya and learning. Daven for that. You want to be able to merge and find your shidduch in the right time. Daven for that. You have an older sister that needs a shidduch. Daven for her, etc. Daven for each other. Daven for yourselves. Daven for Klal Yisrael. Which we zochet to experience the Gerula Shleim Vekarov.
Amen.